Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight. Wow, more storms coming to the southwest. In particular, it's going to hit Texas. It's interesting because I know I always make this comparison, but while our friends in California would love to see rain, trust me, for all of you listening in those nooks and crannies in other parts of the country, the people in Texas have had enough rain. There are so many lakes that are overflowing. Some people are having problems with sewage, like in the city of Las Colinas, which is very close to Dallas and used to be the home of the, well, still is the home of the Dallas Cowboys, their practice facility anyway, just to give you a sense of where that is. And they're predicting floods to hit Houston and the entire state. So Mother Nature, in a very cruel twist, once again has given too much rain in one direction and not enough in another. A big day for the Bushes, as yet another son and another Bush running for president. It's just official. Jeb Bush, we're going to let you hear a bunch of what he had to say coming up on America Tonight in our next segment. And the family preparing for, like I say, another Bush run. This time it is Jeb Bush who's running, and he's getting a little help from the family. So on the campaign trail, he's already being asked about Hillary Clinton, because this is the scenario that has been talked about so much, the Clintons versus the Bush family. Here we go again, part two. And I told you this was coming. The Tea Party gearing up for ways to say, wait a second, we don't have to say yes to the Bushes. We can go in a different direction. And now, of course, there are so many Republicans running. This just makes it official that there's yet somebody else in the race. But somebody who's been talked about a ton and has showed up in so many of the polls as the presumptive nominee, the presumptive nominee. But how many of you out there say, wait a second, not so fast, not so fast, I'm going for Rand Paul, or how come there's not more of a push perhaps for Scott Walker? And the bottom line is, and this is it, can you buy, I was thinking about this today, can you buy a presidential election? Can you buy a presidential election? Meaning, the Electoral College has really rigged the game and tied our hands in a bunch of different ways, I think. And this is why I'm for the popular vote. Some people disagree, and the reason why, you know, we initially had the Electoral College is to make it fair for so many of the other states that were underrepresented back in the day. But I think there should be a move to change that, perhaps, and make it so that we're looking more at the popular vote than looking at the Electoral College representing. And that's why the conversation about, is it possible to buy an election? Some of you, I'm sure, are chuckling, saying, of course it's possible. Of course it's possible to buy an election. Also coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk with a great representative from the African American community, Lisa Durden. You might have seen her on the tube because she's done a ton of shows, a ton of national TV, and doesn't hold back in her opinions, talking about the woman who was the president of the NAACP in Spokane, Washington. But there was one problem. She was pretending to be a black woman when, in fact, she's a white woman, grew up in a white family, and had created this tale of a background that absolutely was not who she was. And my question is, how did she trick everyone, Rachel Dolezal, how did she trick everyone into believing that she was black, that she grew up in an African American family. Talk about your oops moments. And her own family sounded off today about her background, because of course they're being asked all kinds of questions, and they address the media. So Rachel Dolezal, 37, was the head of the Spokane NAACP. She had identified herself as an African American, but her Montana birth certificate says she was born to two people who say they are Caucasian. And clearly in the interview I saw, they are Caucasian. So, you know, as a teenager, her skin was lily white. And in family photographs, that's exactly, you know, how she looked. And of course, she does look different now as a grown woman at the age of 37. And she's at Eastern Washington University. She teaches classes related to African American culture. And while this story breaks and she resigns, she steps away as the head of the NAACP in Spokane, posing as a black woman, even though she's biologically white. Some are saying, well, you know, who cares? If she did a lot to help the community, do we care? And the answer to that is, it's a false identity, though. What does that make you think when she's representing herself in one way, with this different racial identity, and making up stories, earning people's trust? Yeah. You know, this whole political activism. You know, so what was it that pushed her to become black instead of just a white woman who was pushing for racial justice, if she was that passionate about it? It's one of the crazier stories that's unraveling, that there aren't any great answers for. I mean, she claims that she's been in love, apparently, with black aesthetics since childhood. And, you know, that was the idea. She adopted a black female aesthetic for herself. You know, so it's very strange. It's very, very strange, you think about it culturally. And then just completely ditching what her family was. So some people are saying they admire her, that she wanted to live as a black person, and she wanted to advocate for anti-racism, and that should be applauded, and she should be admired, not shamed. So are people throwing stones, casting stones at her because she wants to live as a black person, making the switch? Whew. I don't know. Here's the thing. She did pass. She did pass for a black woman. And she did advocate for African American issues, for sure. And obviously she teaches that. Wonder what the university will do and what happens there, if they'll be forced to make some kind of a change. But how could they make some kind of a change based on that? Man, oh man. What a kettle of fish, as they say. So we're gonna talk to Lisa Durden, Unleashed. She does not hold back. Tell me. She says she's a narcissist and pathological, and that she wasn't being transparent. I agree that she wasn't being transparent, that's for sure. Coming up on the flip side, a little slice of what he had to say earlier in the day when he announced he was running for president.
By now you know that wireless technology, like cell phones, do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
It just becomes official. Jeb Bush running for president. We've been talking about it for so long, really for, it seems like a year. I think it's been a year. It really has been. That's how crazy it's become in the world of politics. I mean, 2016, that's what we're talking about, at the tipping point at the beginning of January. And then, of course, 6 months after that, you've got the convention starting. But, I mean, we're so far in front of who's next, so crazy far in front of it, that the Jeb Bush storyline has been going on for a very, very long time. A very, very long time. Well over a year. And really, his whole political career, especially after his brother, how many times did the storyline come up that it should have been Jeb, not, it shouldn't have been GW, should have been W that won that election, because that was Jeb. Jeb was the one who was always going to run for president. I mean, really, I probably saw 25 stories at least written on that in the past decade and a half, maybe even before that, before Bush was president, when that would be discussed. So, I mean, here we go. Is it going to be another Clinton? Is it going to be another Bush? Or does somebody knock Jeb Bush out and he doesn't get the nomination? You know, it's interesting. He didn't, he was in front of a Miami crowd, and Bush introduced his mother to the crowd. And there's been this speculation about what was going to happen and when was he going to jump in and, you know, what was his position on five different things, because as governor there is a record that follows him. But now he's an official presidential candidate. He's asked routinely about immigration. And that's a tricky question for the Republicans. It's because it's a topic that is often met, depending on what the answer is met with mega criticism. And Obama's push on executive orders to shield, you know, the undocumented workers from deportation, the whole idea for most of the Republicans, their strategy is, that's not what we're going to do. That's not what we think is right. But Bush has been one of the few Republican hopefuls to embrace the pathway to legal status. If you remember, people forget this, but that was one of the things W really wanted to happen. But anybody running against Jeb, or at least a big chunk of them anyway, are going to constantly bring up immigration and what they're going to call amnesty. So there's one thing that could put a real big chink in the Bush armor. He talks about the story of how he met his wife while studying in Mexico. And he speaks fluent Spanish. And he talks about the fact that he, you know, because he's bilingual, that he can speak Spanish. I mean, he talks about the whole idea of how he met her, that whole thing. So I don't think he's going to change that. I think he's going to stick with that. And that's going to be really a really tough thing for him because of the people, the many, many, many people who, which, you know how I feel about that, the many, many people that think, whether they're rabid about it or somewhere in between, what about everybody else who's in line legally? They've been killing themselves trying to make it happen. What about those people versus, okay, people who are here already working, let's just have them crawl out of wherever they were and out of the shadows and pay a penalty and figure it out and give them a pathway to citizenship. It'll be interesting to see how much that tanks Jeb. How much it hurts him, because I really believe that that's going to be the strategy of everybody else that's running. Everybody else that's running against Jeb Bush. They're all going to go for that. They're all going to get, that's the jugular. That's the weak spot. That's the arm crushing move. That's the wrestling move. The way to try to pull him down. Because he got heckled a little bit. He got heckled a little bit, in announcing his plans. Because immigration reform is the thing, and they're in Miami. And in Miami, you have a lot of Cuban Americans who have, a Republican bent, and don't agree with the rest of the Latinos, or many of the Latinos, who think it's ridiculous and think there should be some way to end this nonsense at the border, streamline it, and help the people who are already here in this country. So you wait and see in these debates, this is going to be played out over and over and over again. For sure. That's going to be the Achilles heel for Jeb Bush. And in just a couple of seconds, we're going to let you hear a little bit of the specifics of what Jeb had to say and the crowd in Miami. So take a listen. In just a second, we're going to go to Jeb Bush, who is waiting in the wings. And you can hear a little bit of what turned out to be, by the way, because people are timing these things. He's about a half an hour or so, maybe a little bit over that, a little bit over a half an hour. That's how his speech went in front of this home crowd. Because remember, he was the governor of Florida, so he definitely has a lot of allies in the state, and he has some detractors.
Thank you all very much. You know, I always feel welcome at Miami-Dade College. This is a place that welcomes everyone with their hearts set on the future. A place where hope leads to achievement and striving leads to success. For all all of us, it is just the place to be in the campaign that begins today. We're 17 months from the time for choosing. The stakes for America's future are about as great as they come. Our prosperity and our security are in the balance. So is opportunity in this nation where every life matters and everyone has the right to rise. Already, the choice is taking shape. The party now in the White House is planning a no-suspense primary for a no-change election. To hold on to power, to slog on with the same agenda under another name. That's our opponent's call to action this time around. That's all they've got left. And you and I know that America deserves better. They've offered a progressive agenda that includes everything but progress. They're responsible for the slowest economic recovery ever, the biggest debt increases ever, a massive tax increase on the middle class, the relentless buildup of the regulatory state, and the swift, mindless drawdown of a military that was generations in the making. I, for one, am not eager to see what another 4 years would look like under that kind of leadership. The presidency should not be passed on from one liberal to the next. So here's what it comes down to. Our country's on a very bad course, and the question is, what are we going to do about it? The question for me is, what am I going to do about it? And I've decided I'm a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Jeb Bush running for president coming up next. Lisa Durden, we talk about a white woman portraying herself as a black woman and then being the president of the NAACP, a chapter out of Spokane, Washington. Buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride next.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
The other day, right, out of those nooks and crannies across America, and I was talking about this, the civil rights activist in Washington State, and of course, we're on in Spokane, Washington. She's come under massive fire, obviously, for her disputed, rightfully so, racial identity. Crazy stuff. She stepped down as president of the NAACP Spokane's chapter. Wow, we've got in our virtual green room Lisa Durden. She is awesome, man. I have seen her on the tube with my buddy Ernie Ernesto and a few other people too when I'm back in New York City.
Oh,
so we
nice.
Are
okay, you yes. I need to go back to the show again, but yes, that's correct. That's Lisa Durden. How are you, everybody?
Oh, we are awesome, and we are glad to have you on with us, Lisa. When you first heard this story, what is the deal? Was your mind just blown? What's up with that?
Well, we used to say this word back in the '80s. I was bugging. That means tripping. Okay, these are all slang terms, but I'm sure you guys can figure that out. I mean, I say, you know, this kind of thing made my eyeballs fall out of my face. I couldn't believe that somebody white wanted to be black. Are we serious? I mean, what's going on? And, you know, people are saying that she's saying, you know, as of today and recently, you know, oh, there's more to the story. You know, I watch a lot of television, and I got to tell you, I want to say to Rachel what Frasier says on the show, Frasier, Rachel, I'm listening.
Yeah, because we don't get it.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean, I saw her mother, you know, she was interviewed. Mother and father were interviewed, and they said that they hadn't spoken with her and all this stuff, and that she had a perfect, you know, her childhood was fine, and all these things. And, you know, so it's like, what are they, could you imagine what they're thinking, really, when they're not on camera and they can really let loose? I got to think that they just couldn't believe it when, first of all, when all this was going on, because she was getting a lot of ink, a lot of attention.
Yeah. You know, what I mean, no one really knows. We're still kind of unfolding this as it unfolds.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, I'm gonna throw it out there since I'm a political commentator, I'm just going to have to go there. Rachel's resignation couldn't have come at a sooner time. It was absolutely the right thing to do because this woman is pathological. She's a narcissist. She, you know, leaders, in my view, are supposed to be selfless, not selfish. Nobody wants a leader who they can't trust. We want people who are transparent to lead us. Sorry, we don't really know this woman. So all of the debate around, well, who cares? And what's the difference? She did great work. Yeah, I got that. But this is a debacle. You just don't put yourself in a leadership position when we don't have transparency. And furthermore, I cannot ride with a person who doesn't like themselves. How
yes.
the hell can you tell me anything about anything if you don't like who you are, if you are not even Rachel? Rachel, who are you? Can the real Rachel please stand up?
I agree, and I don't get it. I saying that she had passion for trying to explain this way. Oh, she had passion for black issues, really? I mean, when she was five and she decided that she was going to make up a background and become and to rise to president of the NAACP's Spokane chapter, as I said before, Lisa. I mean, that is pure insanity, sister.
I mean, let me just say, I have all these crazy phrases, but I want to say this. Rachel, if you're listening, you need to lay on several couches, not just one. Because, listen, this is the textbook version of white privilege. You know, she has the privilege to be white today and be black tomorrow and wake up black today and go to sleep white tomorrow, do what she wants, when she wants, how she wants, without any repercussions. And really, I'm going to go here. When I see a black woman, a white woman in blackface, she might as well be in a minstrel show. That's what it really boils down to. She was in a minstrel show like she was in blackface, you know, with your box braids and your turban on your head and your fake dreads. Are you serious? Really, it's an insult to black people to me, especially a black woman. I do have locks and they're mine. How dare you do everything she did was really just, you know, the stereotype of black. You're not black homegirl. You're not black sister girl. We're not in the same club. Just be white and do you. Stay in your lane. I don't get why she wanted to mold over to my lane, but you know what it is? It's white privilege. You wanted to be me because you didn't really have to be me. If you ever saw that movie 1,000 years ago, I might have been five, called Watermelon Man. It's an old movie. Look it up.
Yes.
Where, you know
yes.
where the character was a white man, had
yes.
a white family in a white neighborhood. He woke up a Negro.
Right.
And when he woke up a Negro, he found out all the stuff we went through that he never even thought about, white privilege. And he got so mad, he started bathing in milk. That's going to be Rachel if she one day wakes up black. She don't want to be black. It's just a notion. You know, Rachel is a narcissist. She's some kind of sick individual. There's, why would you want to... If somebody woke up and said, Lisa, I'll give you $1 million to wake up tomorrow and be white. Now, think about that.
Yeah.
For me to say yes to that, what does that mean? I have to get rid of Lisa Dirty.
Yes.
My past,
yep.
my present,
yep.
and my future. I
yep.
have no family. I have no culture. I have no one. I mean, not no one. It's not like I am legend and nobody's around. But the essence of me, my lineage, who in the hell wants to get rid of all of that because they want to be the black power white girl. You can still be the black power white girl and be white and be with your mama and your little brother, who's not really your son. What is her problem? I'm waiting, Rachel. Ding, ding, ding. 500 for Rachel, please. I don't know what that is.
And she could be listening. She could be listening because we're on in Spokane, so I'm throwing out the number, 855-266-5283. Call us. Rachel, tell us what's up with that.
Rachel, and what, Rachel's putting me on prescription drugs. I don't know what's going on.
And what? And Lisa, what does that do to the NAACP's, you know, Spokane chapter? They got to feel brutal. They got to feel like they were hoodwinked or tricked or I don't know what.
No. Can you say that again, please? Because I got say that one more time so people can know where I'm going right after this question. One more time,
hoodwinked,
girl.
Hoodwinked or tricked or what? What's up with that? How can they not know?
I've been hoodwinked. First of all, number one, the NAACP. Let's remember what it means. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, when we used to be called colored people, is full of fat because they knew exactly who she was. First of all, you don't become the CEO of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People's chapter there in Spokane without being vetted. You, background checks are done. Let me just talk about vetting. When they're vetting someone, it's not simple as we're being vetted with our resume and background checks and, you know, referrals in a regular middle management job. Vetting in the world of politics is long-term relationships.
Yeah.
And you're buying $1,000 dinners, and you're putting money into folks' campaigns, and you're kissing the ring. You know what I'm saying? So she did this for years, and she pumped her fist, and she walked on the line, and she held up signs, and she wore her turbans and snapped her fingers 3 or 4 times. How you doing, girl? She played that black girl role. And by the time she got the official vetting, she had invested and was vested. And by the time they officially vetted her and gave her the job, they all knew about her. So I'm going to say this first. You heard it first. I'm calling for an investigation of the NAACP in that chapter to find out what the hell's going on. And not an investigation because she's white, because at this point, I don't give a damn. An investigation for what the hell's going on inside there, where you are there to lead us and we have no idea what's going on. This thing has me wondering, what else are you lying about?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, come on. And we said this, bamboozled, hoodwinked, whatever. How do you get to that point in politics?
We were hoodwinked.
Yeah. Yeah, how do you get to that point in politics? As we know, it's not that easy. Not that easy to do that.
It ain't that easy breezy. And let me tell you something. I have been vetted for jobs, and the vetting process took a week, you know, in my world. That doesn't happen in the world of politics and jobs that big. It takes years. And that's any job in politics. By the time you become the president of the United States, they knew it 20 years ago. You were vetted for years.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's not a week. And it's not a month. It's not 2 marches and you're screaming kumbaya and Black Lives Matter. No, honey child. It's not about that. It's about years of investing and vested. So you're going to tell me the NAACP, we didn't know. I don't think so. They're liars, too. Now, let's be frank. Another thing, the reason why I know they're liars, first of all, we have not been black for years. The NAACP has not been black for many years. So this white chick could have still done the same thing as a white chick and gotten into the same position at the NAACP as a white chick and maybe have done more as a white chick.
Right.
Because you can infiltrate your people to help my people.
Sure, absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Because we've seen it. We did it during slavery. Let's be honest. Black people don't have a problem with you people overlapping with us because we need each other. Listen, if it weren't for good white folk in slavery hiding us in the Underground Railroad, giving us food, and helping us see to the north, I would not be on the phone with you right now.
I agree. Yeah, you're right.
It's all good. It's fine.
So she could have just done it the right way.
Well, first of all, you could have done it the sane way.
Yeah.
Because what kind of person, and you have to really give up your life because you can't, like, have the same friends because they're going to put you on blast. You can't bring your family around because they're going to put you on blast. Your world is going to be turned upside down if you actually merge them. So you literally had to just be no one.
Yeah. Reinvent yourself.
She's really sick.
Yeah. I agree with you. Lisa Durden, we're out of time. Hey, if somebody wants to tweet you, do you have a Twitter handle?
I do. Twitter handle @Lisa, the letter R, Durden. That's D as in David, U as in Uncle, R as in Robert, D as in David, E as in Ellen, N as in Nancy. Lisa R. Durden. And my website is LisaDurden.com.
Woof, so easy. I love it, Lisa. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bring me back anytime. I enjoyed myself.
All right. It was fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. It's all within you. So you better start living.
You better start living. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
America tonight. So how about it, Rachel Dolezal, who portrayed herself as a woman of color, as a black woman, somebody who had an ethnic background that was not her background. It really boggles your mind, I think. And, you know, Lisa Durden hit it on the head when she said it is narcissistic beyond belief. I agree with that. And pathological. Because, of course, now you have somebody who was in charge and she had to step down. You have somebody who's in charge, whether she was doing good things or not, who was not at all who she said. You know, it's like one of those Lifetime movies where somebody adopts a different identity. And she adopted a different identity, that's for sure, and a different, you know, completely trained... changed her race. And here's what's so odd is I get it, but I get it in the sense that she did do what she was supposed to do in that position. But I think these comparisons, and some people are even trying to compare her rather to Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner now, I suppose, and that's what Bruce Jenner did. Only this woman wanted to be black. I'm finding that hard to believe. I don't think I can go there. She resigned. She should have resigned. She was portraying herself as something completely that she was not, period. I think in a different, bizarre way, she was, I don't know, she lied about her race. She had to resign. She threw her identity in the trash. And, you know, it's interesting because her estranged parents have accused her of falsely portraying herself as black. Of course they have. And they showed pictures of her. And trust me, she was as white can be, like almost Snow White when she was a kid. So here's what her mother had to say earlier in the day. She was on NBC, and this is a little slice of her mother and what she had to say about her daughter portraying herself as somebody else.
Rachel made it clear that she continues to have a great passion for the social justice issues and would continue to work as she can with the NAACP or any other organization that promotes those issues. It's our hope that she will take the steps necessary to come to embrace her true identity and to honestly be able to lay aside her sense of being compelled to be malicious and distant from her family. I think it started for her sometime during her stay at Howard University, where she wanted to be part, more part perhaps than she thought she could be as a white woman, of the African-American culture, and that's maybe the beginning of the thoughts of being deceptive about who she really was.
Wow. So, you know, it's interesting. The head of the NAACP, Cornell William Brooks, said this is a distraction from the work. Hey, our members who looked up to her, appreciated her leadership, are pained, very disappointed. He should have weighed in, and he's right when he said that. That the NAACP is not concerned with the racial identity of the leadership, but the institutional integrity of our advocacy. Our focus must be on individuals. And that's it in a nutshell. So she was faking it, making up stories. That just doesn't wash. You don't want somebody like that. It, you know, if she had given a voice to the organization as herself, that's one thing. But she was misrepresenting. You know, the parents had her get her birth certificate. They're white. They shared documents and old photos with lots of news organizations. I guess she started to identify with the African American community like in 2007. That's what happened there. So now she's getting hate mail or had gotten hate mail, and that's coming back again. And you know, she studied at Howard University. And, you know, it's interesting. In 2002, she sued the college, claiming she was discriminated against on the basis of race, pregnancy, family responsibilities, and gender. So she sued Howard for discriminating against her for being white. Man, she also alleged that the decision to remove some of her artwork from a student exhibition was motivated by discrimination to favor black students over her. That suit was dismissed. The Howard people say they really have no reaction to this. They just say, hey, the case was closed, and they're not commenting on it. So there you go. I mean, how about that? Lots of different things have happened in this woman's past. But it's the midst storm here. You know, I'm being untruthful. It's not about the judgment of the skin, I don't think. I really don't. It's about being just completely fake and not authentic and not who she really was. I go back to that. If she was a white woman, and she is, who wanted to help black people and felt that the discrimination was very heavy-handed, and she wanted to be there for issues, and she wanted to help out, and she wanted to give voice to a group of people, that's one thing. It just is not honorable I mean, there's the bottom line. It's not honorable, and it's not right to portray yourself the way. I don't know. You might think I'm all wet in that opinion, and that's cool. So you can always flip me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, or you can ring up the phone, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Just proves once again we live in a wacky, whacked-out world. Crazy. Crazy. And even, you know, her sister says that Ezra Dolezal says her sister's appearance is blackface. I mean, man, oh, man. Just crazy. And once, you know, once again, once that happened, I think she did the right thing there. She had to resign. There's no question about it. I started off this hour by talking about the fact that there's more weather headed the way of people in Texas, especially, who are going to have to batten the hatches because of a tropical storm named Bill that's supposed to slam into Galveston. They don't think it's going to turn into a hurricane, but they think it's going to be a lot of flooding, a lot of wind. Talking about tornadoes, that there are going to be some tornadoes. It's interesting because the Chicago Blackhawks, congratulations to them. They knocked off the Tampa Bay Lightning in Chicago. The place went crazy. It's the first time since 1938 that they were able to hoist the cup in their home building. This is their third cup in the modern era in 6 years, but to actually do it in front of their fans is pretty wild. Here's the thing. Outside of the arena, they had a tough time getting the Stanley Cup there. Of course, police escort, but it always has that. Because they've had tornadoes and heavy rains and all kinds of wicked, violent weather. Inside, it was all about what was happening on the ice, but outside it was nutty. In Texas, they're already issuing flash flood warnings and everything else you can possibly imagine because of the fact that they've got this storm that is slamming into Houston and is working its way up through Texas after just having still parks and rivers overflowing, parks underwater, that kind of thing. And I mentioned this before, you look to our friends in California and other places dealing with a drought and what they wouldn't do to get just a little bit of rain, the opposite of Texas where they're wringing themselves out. And I know certainly because I live here and we've, you know, I'm in our satellite facility and we just took a beating for a month. 35 trillion gallons of water fell on Texas, and now there's the chance for more of that to happen in a three-day span. They think that there's going to be lots of flooding and certainly heavy, heavy rain after almost 2 weeks of sunshine and a little bit of rain here and there, but nothing to speak of. It just goes to show you never know what Mother Nature's going to throw at you. And again, congratulations to the Chicago Blackhawks as they won their series against Tampa Bay 4-2. And how about Jurassic World? Wow. Biggest movie opening. More than 20 years have passed since the last Jurassic Park, and it's unbelievable what's happened with Jurassic World. How many people went to see that? Millions and millions and millions of dollars. And it's just in its opening weekend, swinging into its first full week. Whew, we do that cheap movie review at the tail end of the week here on America Tonight. We'll update all those numbers. Thanks for hanging.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.